You know, I know they mentioned that, you know, because of the Marquette poll and so forth. But there was, I mean, I want people to keep in mind, there's still 30%, 36% of the people who said they were unsure and undecided. So this race is still, was then and is still a toss-up. And the fact that just because they dropped out of the race, that doesn't, and endorsed Mandela Barnes, that doesn't mean that that's the best candidate, he's the best candidate in this race. This is why we went to WISN 12 and said, look, let's continue on with this debate. Yes. And they refused to do so and just decided to cancel it, which really is more of a slap in the face to every Wisconsinite who is still undecided and unsure. Because what they do is try to show one or two faces whenever they're talking about candidates. And then they show some black boxes or some black dots supposed to represent the rest of us.
Or Doc, would you say it's a capitulation to the Democratic Party?
There's definitely some involvement and some relationship there, because we should be neutral as a Democratic Party until after the primary. And as you have seen, in a very unprecedented and move that our own Democratic Party has made the decision to endorse Mandela Barnes before the primary. And which is really, I mean, I've heard some other radio personalities talking about this on yesterday, and were really sickened by the action that had taken place. And this is unknown to any of the other candidates who are still in the race, and really slap in the face to the other candidates who are still in the race for our own Democratic Party to endorse any candidate before the primary, especially as the race is still going on and we're still out here promoting campaigning. And so this is unusual and unfortunate, but it's still the people of Wisconsin still need to know that there are other candidates in the race, including myself, and this is and those 36% of the people who are undecided can still make can still vote and make a difference. Now, the other side of the coin is this: think about all the thousands of people who may have early voted for the people who have now dropped out of the race. Now they have to go back and request from the Election Commission the opportunity to re-vote. And that doesn't mean that all those people that's revoting is going to go towards one particular candidate. So this race is still, regardless of all the endorsements and so forth, the major endorsement that I need is the people of Wisconsin. Because everybody, whether you have $1 million or a dime, you have one vote. And I think if people should look at knowledge, experience, and background in these areas that's really critical to us at this time, and not just jump on the bandwagon. And so I think whenever you look at that, I think people would realize that I'm the better candidate.
So, Dr. Williams, I want to kind of change up the flavor of the conversation for a moment. And here you are again, 29 years in the military or 27?
29 years.
29 years in the military. Two tours of duty, Iraq, Afghanistan, Purple Heart, Bronze Star. What are your thoughts on what has been taking place with the Republican Party denying the opportunities for people who've been exposed to burn pits? I mean, you were there. You saw all of this. It's in your DNA. You know what fellow servicemen went through and what's happened to them. What are your thoughts about people who would dare, knowing what is happening to fellow servicemen, deny them access to health care?
You know, that's really unfortunate. And I'm going to tell you that this is one of the main reasons, one of the many reasons
that you ran for office. Right.
That I ran for this position. And, you know, I was there. Don't burn this. You know, Earl, on top of it.
So Doc, before we go any further, let people know what burn pits are.
The burn pits. If you could think Vietnam like Agent Orange,
right.
but for this day and time, over the past 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan and Southwest Asia, burn pits are those pits where they burn. You know, whether it's you can have all kinds of stuff in there: feces, ammunition, all kinds of things that explosive ordnances, things that our soldiers are exposed to. That causes asthma and all kinds of respiratory and health ailments.
So we dig pits, throw all those things in the pits, and set fire to it.
Well, it's not just us that do it. I mean, you have
the enemy.
Iraqis are over there because they have burned all kinds of items to get, to make heat.
Yes.
And this is on top of already a climate where it has the worst air quality, 25 times worse than anywhere in America, the air quality in America. And so when soldiers have come back, many soldiers have complained of asthma, respiratory issues, breathe, all kinds of ailments that impact their health. And for years, soldiers have put in claims and have been denied. But most recently, I believe it was August 23rd of 2021, where Congress finally approved that our soldiers, even if they had been denied, should go back and put a claim back in for the for burn pit exposure. And that was significant. But for almost 20 years, soldiers have been denied, and that was very unfortunate. And think about the soldiers who have died.
Right.
And their families have not received any benefits because of it. And this right here is the unfortunate piece. This is why I say it shouldn't take veterans 5, 10, 15, 20 years to receive compensation for claims and exposures and other ailments that they've experienced as a result of trying to protect this nation. We have to say it more with our mouth. We have to support our veterans more than just on Veterans Day and the 4th of July and Memorial Day. We have to back it up with some action. And this is one of the reasons why I decided to run. But these are real issues and key issues. And even today, even though Congress has approved it, there are still soldiers who are being denied and taking a substantial amount of time for them to receive appropriate health care.
So, Dr. Williams, Ron Johnson, the current United States Senator, one of the two United States Senators representing the state of Wisconsin, voted no to making sure that, and who claims to be more a champion for the military than Ron Johnson? You know, if everywhere you look, he's always photo-opping with the military. He can't say enough about the veterans and all of those different things, and then behind the scenes.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I decided to run, because this is what I saw. A lot of people would sit up there and whenever there's a photo op in front of the camera and say how much they love our veterans and how much they respect it, and you shouldn't take a knee, and I respect the flag.
Right.
But when it comes time to providing some resources to help our homeless veterans, to help our veterans with mental health, and help them them and their families with benefits that they have already earned.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm gonna tell you this right here, Earl. One of the things that we rarely talk about, but it's a big issue. So if I was a Vietnam veteran and I received, whether it's 80% or 100%
disability,
a rating. If because of the lack of mental health services that I didn't receive, let's say if I did something and I ended up landing myself, I was incarcerated. Did you know that if that happens, that 100% 100%
is taken away?
It's taken away and reduced to 10%. So what it does, it really impacts the families as well. And we have to address that particular issue.
Hey, Dr. Williams, hold that thought, because I want to make sure that people hear that. Phone lines are open again at 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Darrell Williams. We'll be right back.
Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still out.